The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Do you guys hear that whistling?
No.
I thought I heard whistling. It's my new hearing aids. Anyway, hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on my favorite two radio stations.
Which two?
In the entire nation. Well, glad you asked. 1450 AM KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry, where it is an absolutely beautiful day, I can just tell. And 1400 AM KSBT in somewhat sunny Sandpoint.
It's pretty.
And you can also pick us up on 97.1 FM and anytime, anywhere you are on NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's a fact. Whoa. It's also a fact that today is Wednesday and we're in North Idaho, so we cleverly call this North Idaho Wednesday, North Idaho Hump Day. Mm-hmm. Time for yet another edition of Ricky's Top 10, the practically weekly local radio talk show where each week that we actually show up, we present a top 10 list on a subject that is at least somewhat pertinent to the week at hand. Mm-hmm. So like Super Bowl week, we would do a Super Bowl themed show, okay, for example, sure. Things like that. So what's at hand this week? Well, not only the first day of summer this weekend, it's also Father's Day.
What?
Father's Day.
I had no idea.
Yeah, so did you know that Father's Day, you probably had no idea about this either, was invented in Spokane, Washington?
That's not true.
It is absolutely true.
What?
Google it. I mean, go to Wikipedia. Look it up. In 1910, a young lady named Sonora Smart, she came up with the idea to honor her father, William Jackson Smart, who was a single parent of six children.
Whoa.
It was her idea to start it, and it started at the local YMCA or something. I didn't read the whole thing, but that's where it started, right here in the Inland Empire. So this is a kind of a local holiday.
Interesting.
Father's Day. Totally. Anyway, so in honor of Father's Day, we've decided to do our top 10 favorite dad movies. Mm-hmm. Whether the movies are about a dad, mm-hmm, but not necessarily, or they just make a good dad movie, like one you'd want to watch with your dad.
Right.
Or your kids, mm-hmm, or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty wide open.
Yeah.
Pretty wide open subject. And as we so often do, we search the globe, the entire world.
The whole thing.
Looking for the utmost authority on dad movies.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, I don't know how this happens.
All the time, over and over again.
Yeah, I mean, even went to India now that it's opened up again.
And now this makes more sense knowing that Father's Day is a local holiday, that we found a local person.
Right here in Sandpoint.
Yeah.
So we welcome back on the phone today, Zach Hagedon. Zach, of course, the publisher of the Sandpoint Reader, mm-hmm, the locally owned and operated free newspaper. He came up with this idea last weekend while we're sitting on his front porch with, mm-hmm, Ricky, wife Danielle, and a couple of bottles of wine. Mm-hmm. And this coincides, by the way, with an article that he's writing about dad movies, I think.
Yes, in tomorrow's reader.
It'll be in tomorrow's reader. So Zach will be joining us, hopefully, if he remembers, on the phone. What else is going on before we get to our top 10 favorite dad movies? JC's Race is back after like almost everything else on Earth, taking last year off. Well, it was virtual, but Sunday, July the 11th at Sandpoint High School. It's a 5K or 1K run or walk. So if you're a serious runner, you could do it. Not so serious runner, you could do it. If not serious at all, mm-hmm, you can just walk the 1K or whatever you want to do. Proceeds go primarily to local children fighting severe illness and stuff like that. So
I hear they have an quote-unquote MC this year, so that'll be fun.
They have a quote unquote.
Oh, for 10
MC
years.
Every year.
Quote unquote, emceeing. It's Derek. It's Derek, our engineer.
Yeah, our engineer who's also the morning stampede,
yes, exactly,
or half of it on K102 every day.
He's all right.
Does
the
a
air.
Great job.
He's okay.
So.
No, he's fine.
And I know he's got a soft
He'll
spot
do.
In his heart for JC's Race. It is a great, it great is. Event. And so you can register, pick up a form. Do you have these at the chamber?
No.
Well, we'll get you some.
It is my niece's favorite race. She's five because it's a race she gets to do. Like,
yeah.
It's not her mom's race that she's watching. She gets to be
in
the race.
Oh, but her very seriously runner mom does it as well.
Oh,
and
she does.
So proud that she beats her five-year-old. you can go 265-6367 in the race. Beats her in the race.
Right.
Jeez, this day and age we live in. I don't know. 265-6367 or go online at Jaycees, Jaycees-Race, Jaycees-Race.com, and you can sign up there. So that's happening right now. What's also happening this weekend, we always love talking about the Sandpoint Senior Center. That's their annual Injectors Auto Club barbecue this Saturday. Of course, we didn't have one last year. So it's always Father's Day weekend. And Gary and Dale and the gang from Injectors Auto Club will bring out their classic cars. So if you're missing, you know, the Lost in the 50s kind of stuff, that'll be happening. And for just $5, there's burgers, hot dogs, salads, great desserts, mini golf. I can't wait to see how they're going to pull that off.
I'm so excited.
In that parking lot. But anyways, that's happening this Saturday from, I think it's 10 to 2.
Sounds right.
Doesn't say on my flyer, but I'm going to go out on a limb and tell you that it is, no, there it is, 10 to 2, yeah, happening at the Senior Center in Sandpoint. Also happening this weekend, starting Friday, it's our Pondere Art Council 44th Annual Art Walk. Claire Christie will be with me tomorrow on this very show, telling us more about that. So that's happening Friday evening. Always a great, it's going to be great weather this Friday, so wonderful just to go. Yeah. Downtown, in and around Sandpoint, and walk around, see the art, and have a glass of wine. And
it'll probably be in this next reader coming up, I would assume. But this week's reader has a map and a list of all the participating businesses.
This last week's. It's very informative. So pick that up while you still can. Also this weekend, as if these events weren't enough, summer's here, like I mentioned.
There's
Schweitzer is opening for summertime. They open this Friday. And you can do the chairlift rides and all their summery events. So that's happening. Go to Schweitzer.com to get more details on that. I'm going to go up Friday afternoon just because I can. It's going to be fun. Of course, Farmers Market happening this afternoon, 3 to 5:30 in Farm and Park. They're also there every Saturday from 9 a.m. until 1. IPA has live music with We Be Jammin', and that is today. And we went to IPA for the first time in a year or so.
We did.
Yeah, we sat outside a couple of times this last year, but that was the first time I've been inside since the pandemic, and
it was great
to be back there. Really,
yeah,
a lot of
familiar faces. It was nice.
Let's see, open mic night tomorrow at the Long Shot on the Boyer and Highway 2. That goes from 7 to 9 every other Thursday. Live from 525, which is cute for 525 Pine Street, the festival office. As live music this Friday. Doors open at 4:30. Go to festival@sandpoint.com for more information on that. It's Father's Day weekend at Silverwood. The family takes Dad out to Silverwood, and he gets in free. Mm. Pretty good deal.
Yeah.
You know? And let's see. Just, you know, you can go to Sandpoint online and get more information on all these things happening in and around North Idaho this weekend. What's happening in and around this show this next hour, Zach Hagedon is with us on the phone. We're going to be talking about our top 10 favorite dad movies. We'll find out what that means and what those top 10s are right after this.
Since 1990, Brown's Northside Machine and Gear has been your local diesel and heavy equipment expert serving the logging, trucking, and construction industry. They're now a mobile oil dealer. Plus, they offer the latest in mud flap hangers and a new line of Optronics lighting. Call Brown's today at 263-4643 or stop by the shop located on Triangle Drive behind the Bonner Mall. Their ASC, Certified Master Mechanics, can help keep your equipment on the road all year long. Open from 7 to 5 weekdays and Saturdays until 1. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear.
Every Idahoan age 12 and older is eligible for a COVID-19 vaccine. The COVID-19 vaccine is free. The vaccine has been rigorously tested. The COVID vaccine is safe, and it works. And over 500,000 Idahoans have gotten the COVID-19 vaccine because they know it's the best shot we have to stop the spread of COVID. Now you can get the vaccine anytime. Walk into a local pharmacy or get an appointment at covidvaccine.idaho.gov.
Hi, this is Lauren
and Eve
with Knutson Chevrolet. Come on in now for the Knutson Summer Kickoff, where you can get a new 2021 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab LT4x4 for just $43,788.
Only one at this price.
Or a new 2021 Chevy Equinox LT all-wheel drive for only $24,866.
And one at this price.
That's 24% off MSRP. VINs posted in our showroom. Prices are plus tax and fees and after rebate.
You must own a 2007 or newer non-GM product to qualify. Offer expires June 30th. Knutson Chevrolet is your family-owned, family-operated dealership, putting customer service above all else.
Visit Knutson.com to schedule your at-home test drive and purchase your next vehicle online using Shop Click Drive.
Find new roads at Knutson Chevrolet.
Minutes west of Coeur d'Alene, just a short drive east of Spokane at 1900 East Polston Avenue, Post Falls.
Knutson Chevrolet, hard to say, easy to save.
It's time now for the pet case of the day.
Hi, this is Dr. Dawn Mara from North Idaho Animal Hospital. Roxy, a beautifully trimmed golden retriever, was very uncomfortable, not interested in her breakfast, and puffy in her abdomen. Charisse and Bert were already on the way to the hospital. What's your diagnosis? Roxy's abdomen was hard and painful. X-rays revealed that her digestive tract was packed with feces. Roxy's guardians were sent home to search out the dog's stash while supportive care began. A telephone call later in the day revealed that a new bag of 40-pound dog food was found open and half-eaten. It appeared that Roxy's trim figure was not the result of self-control. Overeating can result in more serious conditions such as stomach twists and pancreatitis. Roxy was fortunate, however. Her body effectively dealt with the overload as witnessed by her hourly bowel movements throughout the day.
For other interesting cases, visit their website at idahovet.com.
KBFI 1450, KSPT 1400, and 97.1 FM.
All right, we are back on all of those aforementioned radio stations. I'm Bob Witte along with you. It's Ricky's Top 10. For this week, we have Zach Hagedon on the phone with us from the Sandpoint Reader. He's busy trying to rally the troops with Ben and Lindsay and everybody and get the paper out for tomorrow. I don't know how they do that.
I know.
Every week.
It's amazing.
A great, great effort. So, Ricky, how are we going to do this show? How do you define a dad movie?
Great question. I didn't.
I mean, my first thought was something like Striptease with Denny Moore. That's
totally
kind of a dad film. Or Debbie Does Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Those are for the older dads. Or are you thinking more like The Sound of Music with the Von Trapp family?
The Sound of Music? I mean, technically,
it's a family,
yes.
You know?
Technically, The Sound of Music would fall into this category, yes. But I did not give Zach any of these specifications. We did lightly discuss dad movies on Sunday, as you said, over a couple bottles of wine, and made our list from there once I thought about it for a few days. With a clearer head. So my movies are either movies where there is a strong dad theme that I enjoy watching, because as always on my top 10 list, I like to have it be a movie that I have watched several times. And then the other maybe half of the list are movies that remind me of you in particular, you being my dad. And also movies that we've watched together several times. So that's where my list came from. Zach, welcome to the show, first of all.
Well, thank you for letting me be here. My favorite father-daughter duo.
And Zach, how did you define what is a dad movie? Ricky was just trying to explain hers.
Well, I struggled quite a bit, actually, with just this whole idea and did a fair amount of...
You're the one
Internet.
Who brought it to us and thought this was a great idea.
Well, exactly. Well, this is why, of course, I would bring it to you guys. You're the smartest father-daughter duo other than my own daughter and myself.
Of course, yes.
That I know.
Yeah.
But I did do a lot of web research to sort of figure out what this idea of a dad movie means. And
right.
It's almost like nobody can really define it, but they know a dad movie when they see one.
Right.
It's almost like a feeling of a movie, right? And as you were mentioning, it could be a movie about dad. It could be a movie that you associate with your dad.
Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Or daddom in general. It could just be the kind of movie that, you know, is okay to watch with your dad, but your mom probably wouldn't be real happy with it.
Right.
but it's okay
because
it's dad.
Oh, like Striptease. Yeah.
We're not watching Striptease together.
It was only because it was Demi Moore, okay? The movie totally sucked.
Yeah,
it was horrible.
So, yeah, I actually put the question to my Facebook friends, and within about 2 or 3 hours, I got more than 80 responses.
Wow.
From dads, from moms, from grandpas, a whole range of different people. And there were a few themes that sort of presented themselves. Mm-hmm. One is that Chevy Chase is a dad movie actor.
Yeah.
Yes.
So any movie with Chevy Chase in it is going to be kind of a dad movie. Likewise with Bill Murray.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Or one movie in particular with both of them.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. So, I don't know. My definition of a dad movie is a movie that makes a dad feel something. Like, I've been a dad for 9 years, and if I cry in a movie, that's a dad movie.
Interesting.
To me.
I could tell a personal anecdote, but I won't. Let's just jump right in. Let's just get to your number 10 then.
Do I get to go first?
Or yes, always.
Oh, okay. Well, I asked my own dad, and one of the movies that he came up with, which I agree with, is Little Big Man, you know, starring Dustin Hoffman. It's an older movie.
Mm-hmm. It's a great movie, though.
Oh, yeah. It's almost like the proto Forrest Gump, you know?
Exactly what I was going to say, yes.
The hapless guy that sort of travels through a historical time period. Meeting all these different famous personalities.
Right.
And sort of like becomes the dad of the movie in a sense. I mean, he's like 100 and something years old, the wise old man, which is kind of a dad movie trope.
Well, and Dustin Hoffman, like Tom Hanks, has that perfect male charm where everyone likes him. Like, he's just so easy to watch and he's so charming in this movie. He just has that thing that, you know, it's like America's sweetheart sort of energy.
And I think that's a crucial element of a dad movie, is sort of the lovable, sometimes buffoon, but also still really good at everything he does.
And still approachably handsome, you know?
Of course. And, of course, not too attractive, though, because, you know, we all have the dad we have the dad bod.
Exactly. Right?
That's the thing. I also had Spaceballs and or Blazing Saddles and or Young Frankenstein. So, you know, kind of the Mel Brooks sort of genre. Because they're funny. I mean, they're gross. They're funny. They're sort of juvenile, but also at the same time being very intelligent.
Yeah.
Comedies. So, I mean, talk about dad jokes.
Oh, please. Oh, the Blazing Saddles fart scene. Yeah.
That was a total dad scene. The whole movie was a total dad scene. Yeah. That movie was so far ahead of its time. It was right around the same era as Airplane. Mm-hmm. There's just like two classic movies that like people never made fun of themselves like this before. Yeah. So. Yeah, good one.
Great one.
What's your number 10?
My number 10 is a newer movie. It's a cartoon movie, which if you haven't seen, it's on Disney Plus. It's so good. I sobbed the first time I watched it. It's called Onward. And technically it's about two brothers. It's like mythological creatures as if they were, you know, the humans of this world. These two brothers lost their dad when they were both really young, and they're on this sort of one-day journey to have him come back even just for a day or a couple of hours. And they have like 24 hours to get there and bring him back so that they can talk to him. And it's just, I was watching it with brothers, these two brothers that are very close. They live next door. They own a business together. And we were sitting there. And at the end of this movie, every time I watch it, I'm bawling like uncontrollable, ugly tears. And I just turned to them, and they're both Midwestern boys just sitting there eating their emotions. And I'm like, why aren't you hugging each other? And I started yelling at them about why they don't love each other more. It's just one of those movies that really gets me. And it has such a nice, strong, like, not only is it about their dad, but about them being father figures for each other. And it's just like, family and, you know, one of those things.
You know, I think we're going to need to take a break so Ricky can compose herself because she's just totally sobbing right now. We have Zach Haggett on from the Sandpoint Reader with us. We're doing an honor of Father's Day this weekend. Oh, one other thing, Zach. Uh-huh. Ricky doesn't believe me, but you know for a fact that Father's Day was invented in Spokane, Washington, correct?
That is correct.
Yes.
Okay.
See, I told you.
That is correct.
19.
We're going to have more about that in the Reader on Thursday the 17th. So
can't wait.
A little more of that history.
Also can't wait until we come back from this break. We have our top 10 favorite dad movies, so stick around.
Have you visited the Ponderay Garden Center yet this season? If not, you've been missing out. The plant inventory is larger than ever. And if you're considering putting in a patio or outdoor fireplace, they've got you covered with a great selection and great pricing. Their Bolt product department offers the best garden soil in the area. And check out the decorative rock, bark products, and stone fountains as you browse around the old farm. Highway 95, north of the Schweitzer Cutoff Road, Ponderay Garden Center.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
From smart doorbells to thermostats, a Ting Internet fiber connection is fast enough to handle all of your connected devices. Sign up this month and you'll get a free standard installation, free router, and a $100 gift card that can be used towards a new smart home device. Plus, every order placed by June 30th will be entered for a chance to win the ultimate smart home hub. Sign up today at ting.com/smarthome. That's ting.com/smarthome. And live smarter, not harder.
A job at Northern Quest is way more than just a paycheck. Sure, the wages are seriously competitive, but that's not all. We also offer a sweet hiring bonus, a 401k plan, health insurance, paid leave, and lots of opportunity for advancement. You even get a free meal on every shift. Because we believe in working hard for everyone who works for us. So if you're looking for a job, visit northernquest.com/jobs and apply today.
This month at Northern Quest is World's Greatest Dad Month, so bring Dad out for Father's Day or any day in June and enter the $44,000 Concerts and Cash Giveaway. Try a new-fashioned whiskey cocktail in the lounge at Maslow's. Have a burger on the new patio at Epic. Or give him a gift card, good for all the other ways dads like to play. See all the father-friendly fun at northernquest.com.
Mr. Rogers said, look for the helpers. Can always find people who are helping. Thank you to all the first responders who put their lives in danger to help us when my brothers and sisters need them. We look out for the helpers because they look out for us.
Thank you, first responders!
Thank you, first responders!
Learn how you can help first responders by texting BRAVE to 24365.
See our schedule, check our helpful links, or stream us anywhere, all at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
I don't know, I swear, I hear this whistling.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's really bugging me.
Nope.
I'm going to get these hearing aids checked. Anyway, we're checking out our top 10 for this week here on Ricky's Top 10 in honor of Father's Day coming up and being an Inland Northwest holiday. It really is.
Apparently.
Zach Hagedon is with us from The Reader. And Zach, we're at your number 9 top 10 dad movie.
Very good. Well, I kind of already gave away my number 9-ish. The Spaceballs, Blazing Saddles, Young Frankenstein.
Yes.
And I think that the reason that I would bring that up is that the humor, that's a critical element of a dad movie, is that humor.
I do actually have a tradition on Halloween to watch Young Frankenstein with my dad. So I am shocked that I didn't put this on my list, actually.
My father-in-law is obsessed with it. The whole Frau Blücher bit, you know,
yes.
Every time you say the Frau Blücher and then the horse whinnies, like that's a thing.
Yeah.
In our family. So that would be my sort of combined number 9.
I like that.
Sort of cheating by having 3 movies in one. But
we've all done that.
Walk This Way.
Yeah.
I laughed for years.
I don't know about you guys. My favorite scene is Rolling the Hay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's so many things you can pull out of any Mel Brooks. Yeah.
Oh, it's true. Absolutely. Ricky, you're number 9.
My number 9 is a total different direction from here. I did notice, and I emailed Zach about this morning, that a lot of action movies have a lot of daddy issues ingrained in the plot. So I could go on about a lot of action movies. But one of my all-time favorites, and I've watched it several times, is Taken. It's a I did not expect it. I did not expect to like it as much as I did. It's what's his name? Liam Neeson. Thank you very much. Liam Neeson and his he's just like a regular suburban dad, and then his daughter gets kidnapped into a sex slavery ring in Europe, and he turns out he's like a super spy and he has a particular set of skills, and he like finds the bad guys and gets his daughter back, and it's just this total ridiculous, amazing dad rescuing his daughter story. And it's kind of, it was one of those instant classics. Like everyone was like, whoa, where did this movie come from? And it's great.
Never even heard of it.
Wow. We should watch it on Father's Day.
Okay. Sounds good. Zach, you're number eight.
So I kind of developed also a little bit of a typology of like from bad to good dad thinking about movies. And that is another central theme of the dad movie, I think, is sort of the arc. You know, whether you have a terrible dad, like The Shining,
right,
which I consider to be a dad movie. Jack Nicholson has, you know, poor old, Jack, all work and no play, goes insane in the Overlook Hotel, and then ends up, you know, like going after his own family.
Is that what The Shining is about? I've never seen it.
You've never seen The Shining?
I've never seen The Shining.
But you've seen Taken, and you haven't seen The Shining.
Right.
Okay. Well, it is a classic Stanley Kubrick movie. I don't recommend it as a Father's Day film.
Right.
But it does deal with a lot of really, kind of intense fatherhood ideas.
Interesting.
Whenever I watch it with my wife, she kind of watches me with a side eye to make sure that I'm not identifying too much with Jack Torrance, you know, the main character. Mm. But I would put that in there as sort of like the ultimate bad dad movie.
Interesting.
It's The Shining.
I like that. Are we on number eight? Wow.
Yeah.
My number eight is, it has a loose dad theme to it, but more than that, I find that my dad, along with a lot of other dads, of his general generation, really loved this movie. It's called Jerry Maguire. It's a sports movie. It's about a man. and he, ends up sort of falling for a woman who has a young son, and he's been totally single and selfish his whole life. And then he has to kind of like navigate around this. And it just kind of combines a lot of things that I find that men identify with. And there's also the other dad, the professional athlete who has a family and trying to provide for them and get the best things that he can, out of his career. So there's a lot of the weird dad themes in it. But it's also just really funny and fun to watch. And, one of those also just, I feel like, instant classics that came out, late 90s, early 2000s. But I've also watched it several times with my dad, and every few years he revisits it and goes like, you know, that's a great movie.
Well, you know, Jerry Maguire transforms from being totally self-centered and just money, and, you know, is on the forefront of sports agency to realize that to win Renee's Zellweger's, whatever his last name is, heart, that he had to become like a dad and take it down several notches and just be a human being. Mm-hmm. And it's a good story.
Yeah.
Zach, you're number seven.
Well, I was so glad to hear somebody say Jerry Maguire, because I remember watching that at the Panada when it first came out.
Oh, yeah.
That was a blast from my own past that I hadn't thought about forever.
Yeah.
Love movies at the Panada.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Well, Field of Dreams, you know, which we haven't talked about yet, which comes up a lot. I watched at the Panada as well. With my dad. And I remember even as a 9-year-old or whatever, I think it was 9 when that movie came out. Even at that age, getting kind of misty, watching the story of this man who's a dad who feels a little bit in a rut. Mm-hmm. I mean, looking back on it, Kevin Costner's character in that film was only 36.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, you know, I'm older than that now. And so I look at that and like, oh, come on, you're only 36. You're not going to be in a rut forever, Kevin Costner. but you know, he builds the baseball diamond and he gets to sort of like meet his own dad at the end, which I think is like the dad apotheosis, meeting your own dad.
Exactly.
As a young man. And so I think that one I have to definitely put on my list, even though I didn't put it on my initial list.
But it's like a quintessential dad movie. It's such a good dad movie. It's such a good Father's Day movie.
It's an essential Father's Day movie. I mean, it's got Kevin Costner. It's got Iowa cornfields, old time baseball, just baseball in general. And Burt Lancaster
plays and a little girl.
And the family and they're struggling. And, you know, a Volkswagen van, which is pretty cool. James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones.
I mean, come on. Great
movie. It's got everything.
I have a feeling James Earl Jones will come up later in the show again as well. My number seven is it's another movie. It's not necessarily my favorite romantic comedy, although I do enjoy it. But it's one of the romantic comedies that Bob Witte recently has said, you know, I rewatched this movie and it's pretty good, Sleepless in Seattle. I think it's one of those movies that, like, I could say, let's watch this movie, and we would both sit down and actually enjoy watching it together. Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan, classic 90s rom-com. And he's also a single father in it, in Seattle. So there's that part of it, too, that is very dad-like. And again, Tom Hanks is just one of those guys, like, whether it's Turner or Hooch or, you know, Sleepless in Seattle or Forrest Gump, he's just one of those. He's always likable and easy to watch. And, you know, Tom Hanks, he's America's sweetheart.
Talk about easy to watch. Meg Ryan. I mean, come on.
Right.
Yes. I concur as a dad.
Speaking strictly as a dad.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Thank you. Zach, you're number six.
Kind of moving away a little bit from the classics, but I feel like stuff on my list is very much like not contemporary.
Perfect.
And this next, I mean, the next film that I would suggest is also not necessarily contemporary. It's about 20 years old, but Wes Anderson's Royal Tenenbaums.
That's 20 years old? Jeez Louise.
Yeah, they just did a 20th anniversary sort of reunion for the cast that I saw some headlines about. I couldn't believe it's 20 years old, but it is. And that film, I think, is a fabulous dad movie because of its titular character, Royal Tenenbaum.
Right.
Who is kind of the dirtbag dad, right? Which is another archetype. He's kind of the dad that, you know, the opposite of Jerry Maguire,
right?
Who sort of like stops being all about money and becomes a human being. Well, Royal has spent his whole life caring about money and has never become a human being until he runs out of money,
right?
And then has to pretend like he's dying of stomach cancer to sort of like force himself back into his estranged family's life.
Is that what that movie is about? So here's the thing.
You've never seen that one either?
No, I have seen it. I saw it a few times when it first came out, but I haven't rewatched it again recently. So I don't remember. I don't even really remember the dad in it. Like, I remember the twins, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow and the Wilson one. And I remember, isn't Bill Murray in it?
Bill Murray is in it, yes, and as is Danny Glover, another traditional dad movie character.
I mean,
Murtaugh from Lethal Weapon, you know,
right?
Like,
and Angels in the Outfield,
So there are some sort of overlaps here with these certain types of actors, like Gene Hackman, I think, who plays Royal Tenenbaum, is also a fabulous dad movie actor.
Right. Rookie of the Year, that would be a good one for the – never mind. I'm just thinking
Next year. Save that for next year. Ricky, you're number six.
Thank you. My number six is – I just watched it. I know it came out a few years ago now, but I just recently watched it finally because I'm not – I know this is controversial in standpoint. I'm not a big Viggo Mortensen fan in general.
What?
I know. I know. I might lose the show after this opinion, but I just watched Captain Fantastic for the first time, and it's a pretty hard dad movie. It's him being a single father raising a bunch of children out in the wilderness, and sort of coming to terms with them. Like, he raised them to all be really
in the Northwest. It's got everything.
He raised them to be like educated and independent, and then when they go, they say they don't want to go by his rules anymore and live the way he's living, he kind of freaks out. So it's also a very good like growth story, and you know, all that stuff. But it's actually just a great movie. I really enjoyed it. Shockingly, I did not expect to like it as much as I did.
If you haven't seen Captain Fantastic, and the local actor Viggo Mortensen is the star of it, it is a great movie. Get it on Netflix or whatever, and check it out. Let's get in our number fives before we take our final break. Zach?
Okay.
Yeah, so I have to go with another classic, Indiana Jones. You know, one of the things I heard from the dad that I polled was that basically anything with Harrison Ford in it is going to be a dad movie. but Indiana Jones, and especially The Last Crusade, the third installment of the sort of original trilogy, if you will, with Sean Connery and Harrison Ford playing a father-son duo
on
an adventure.
Yeah.
And, you know, dad Sean Connery is a total, you know, hard-nosed guy, always criticizing his son. It's just,
Which is it, Raiders of the Lost Ark? Which one has, there's like, he's teaching in the beginning of it, and there's a girl that writes like, I love you on her eyelids and blinks at him in the middle of class?
Yeah, that's in Raiders of the Lost.
Okay, yeah, sure. That's my favorite one. Oh, thank you. My number five is, I guess you could call this a classic because we are very old now. Mrs. Doubtfire, Robin Williams and Sally Field. And I remember when this movie came out and Bob Woody, we were watching it in the living room and Bob Woody comes in and he goes, she's still alive? Like Sally Field was not old in this movie, but she had been around for a long time.
She was Gidget.
She was, I mean, Gidget.
Back in the, it had to be, if not the late 50s, the very early 60s.
She started acting when she was a child. So yes, she was still alive in the 90s. And so they are parents who are going through a divorce, and he dresses as a woman to become a nanny for his own children because he loves them and he doesn't want to not have them in his life. And through doing that, he gets his life together and becomes the kind of person that she will allow her kids to have him in his life. And it's this whole thing and very emotional, really funny. Robin Williams, classic. Like, this is like the height of Robin Williams for me growing up. This is when I knew who he was and how talented and amazing he was. But yeah, just one of those movies that I grew up with and I love and I have a strong sentimental attachment to.
Very good. Speaking of talented and amazing, it's Ricky's Top 10 featuring Ricky and Zach Hagedon from the Sandpoint Reader with us, our top 10 favorite dad movies. We'll get to number four and beyond after this.
This fall, no challenge is too great. Find your path forward at North Idaho College with more than 100 academic transfer and career-ready programs to choose from. NIC will help you succeed with more than $1 million in scholarships available to NIC students and free academic and wellness resources to support you. The fall application deadline is August 12th and classes begin on August 23rd. Enroll today. Visit nic.edu/succeed.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. It's time to get your vehicle ready for those summer road trips. For the month of June, we'll be offering AC services starting at $129, coolant flushes starting at $149, front end alignment starting at $59.95. Every vehicle that goes through our shop will receive a complimentary multi-point inspection. Remember, our certified master technicians are trained to work on all makes and models, including Subaru and Toyota. Call today, Pierce Auto Center.
Hey people, those warmer summer months are obviously upon us. Time to open up all those windows for a nice breath of fresh air. Don Thomas here for Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, and when we do crank, slide, and shove those windows open, we need to remember that those open windows are also an open invitation to all those flying pests. Ah yes, that little buzzing, whining ear, the unwanted guests of our warmer months. So it may serve you well to make a tour around your house to check on the conditions of your window screens. Many of you know by now that Selkirk Glass and Cabinets is the place to bring in your damaged screens for repair or to build your new ones. We can also install a retractable screen door for your home, there when you need them, out of sight when you don't. Or perhaps a combination storm door screen door, lockable for security with self-storing glass panels when it gets cold again. At Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, we can also replace your fogged or hazy window glass with new crystal clear insulated glass units without disturbing the frame itself. If I may offer a word to the wise, these are very popular services, so the sooner you let us know what you need, the better. Come see us at Selkirk Glass and Cabinets. That's the place to go.
We can sum up McDonald's new crispy chicken sandwich in one word: crispy. But also juicy and tender. Maybe crispy, juicy, tender. All one word? Okay, fine. You'll just have to try our crispy chicken sandwich to understand it.
Now get medium crispy golden fluffy fries for free when you buy one of our new crispy chicken sandwiches. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal. Not available on McDelivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Ever wonder what life would be like without frozen drinks and slushies from McDonald's? Yeah, I don't want to think about that either. It's more than a drink. It's a McDonald's drink.
Recharge and refresh with frozen drinks like the new frozen Dr. Pepper. Or try a Minute Maid slushie like the new strawberry watermelon flavor. Get any small for just $1.69. Only at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Limited time only.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
We are back. Our final, no, I don't know what that was. Just hearing weird things.
Classic.
It's weird. I just love Father's Day so much.
Oh, my God.
We're doing a top 10 dad movies in honor of Father's Day this weekend. It's also the first day of summer, and it's going to be a kind of a summery weekend, so time to celebrate. And we are with Zach Hagedon from the Sandpoint Reader, which comes out tomorrow. He's got a article, which I know is going to be great, to kind of along the same theme as this radio show. Mm-hmm. So we look forward to that. Also look forward to, Zach, your number four.
My number four is going to be Legends of the Fall.
Ah, good one.
Which is based on the novella of the same name by author Jim Harrison, who we can sort of count as a Northwest writer-ish. I mean, he lived in Montana for much of his life. He sort of divided his time between Montana and New Mexico, I believe, or Arizona.
Sure.
But he definitely sets these stories, you know, kind of in the epic Western landscape.
Right.
You know, the one that we know up here. And Legends of the Fall, Anthony Hopkins is the dad that I'm thinking of, who plays sort of the patriarch of this family in the turn of the century Montana. And he just sort of exemplifies that kind of gruff, rough, but still sensitive and, like, loving, all-encompassing kind of, like, paterfamilias type character.
When he has the stroke and he pulls the shotgun out of his bearskin robe, just gets me every time.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's like my life goals. Yeah. Like, when I eventually have my stroke or something, I want to be that guy on the front porch in a buffalo robe.
I feel like you've been living your life in preparation of becoming that.
You'll have a coat and tie underneath that buffalo robe.
Well, of course, naturally. Well, Anthony Hopkins would never go out of the house without a tie and a jacket, right?
Ricky.
My number four could not be more opposite than that. It is Chef. It's kind of a newer movie also. I should have written down these dang names. It's the guy who made Elf. He's kind of like a gruff big guy. He's a chef in LA, kind of obsessed with money and being busy and working. And then he has a disagreement with the restaurant owner and decides to open a food truck and reluctantly takes his young son, John Favreau. Thank you. John Favreau takes his young son sort of on a tour of Southern America, and they cook along the way out of this food truck and bond, and it becomes this whole thing. And it's a really sweet, sentimental movie without being overly so. It's really yes, exactly. Our engineer is talking to me, interrupting.
He's saying that the dads will love the co-star, the female star.
Sofia Vergara is the female co-star. Scarlett Johansson has a cameo in it, too. A great cast. You can tell they had fun making it. There's this grilled cheese scene. Jon Favreau makes a grilled cheese, and it just – every time I watch this movie, I have to make myself a grilled cheese because he just makes it look so good. So great food, really fun, kind of an American classic travel movie, father and son. Just really good, easy to watch, fun.
Another one that I think a lot of our listeners probably have maybe never even heard of. So, again, another one that you should check out this weekend and watch a chef. You'll enjoy it. Zach, you're number three.
Well, I just was totally taken aback just now thinking about how grilled cheese might be the perfect dad meal in a dad movie. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't even tell you how many grilled cheeses I've made in only 9 years of being a dad.
My dad made me a ton of grilled cheeses. I love it.
So not cheesy though is my next one, which is Lawrence of Arabia. And that is a deep cut. That's an oldie. Yeah. And it doesn't really have anything to do with dads specifically, but I think there's a style of movie that kind of taps into sort of the overarching genre of the dad movie, which is like immense spectacle.
Mm-hmm. Like Ben-Hur too. Yeah.
Yeah. The sweeping scope, right?
The Lonesome Dove.
Lonesome Dove, I mean, these landscape movies, right? Yeah.
Technically not a movie, however. Okay. Lonesome Dove.
Well, Lonesome Dove, that's true.
All right.
And see, dads always know. Dads know best, Ricky. But Lawrence of Arabia, I would throw in there because it combines a number of things that I feel like are sort of typical of a dad movie. You know, there's the conflicted character, right, who, you know, simultaneously has to rise to the occasion, but also is kind of like hampered maybe by some personal issues he has to overcome. There's a lot of camaraderie in that movie. Yeah. You know, people who don't necessarily agree with each other having to come together around a charismatic central personality. There's a war. I mean, war movies are generally regarded as dad movies in general,
totally.
Right?
Yeah.
And then just the cinematic sweep.
Exactly.
Dads love that.
Yeah.
Very good.
I love it. My number three is not at all like that at all. Our lists are very opposite. I like this. my number three is, it's from the 60s. It's black and white, or 50s. Marilyn Monroe and Jack Lemmon and Tony Curtis, Some Like It Hot. I am, if you've ever heard this show, obsessed with Marilyn Monroe. She's my favorite. I've watched all of her movies several times. And this was the one that Bob Witte, when I was a young, you know, girl watching this movie, came into the living room and went, oh, I love this movie. And it's the one movie that I was obsessed with that he also said he loved. And it was very deep and meaningful to me at the time of like, oh, look, we have something in common that I enjoy. And it just kind of stuck with me that that was our bridge at that time. So I always associate that with my dad. Zach.
All right. So am I down to number two or am I at number one?
Number two.
This is my number two. Okay. I'm going to go back, stay on the Peter O'Toole angle here.
All right.
And the Lion in Winter, Katharine Hepburn as Queen Eleanor,
yep.
and Peter O'Toole as Henry II. That is a Christmas movie. The movie takes place over the course of a Christmas, you know, sort of in medieval Europe. And the king and has all – he's angry at his wife, who he's locked up into a nunnery, you know, because she's been trying to sort of usurp his power. He also has all of his dirtbag sons who are descending on the castle for Christmas. And the movie is just basically him – sort of fighting with his kids and his wife and sparring with each other about who's going to rule the kingdom and everything.
It's one of those lighthearted comedies.
Well, it is actually an incredibly funny movie. I mean, Katharine Hepburn is so great in that
movie.
She's so good. She steals it from Peter O'Toole. But I consider that to be sort of like the grumpy dad movie.
I like it.
Reminds me, I watched Grumpy Old Men for the first time in years last night. Now, that's a dad movie.
That's a good dad movie. I totally forgot about that one.
Those guys are dads, and now they're old, and I said, I can relate to this.
It was one of my grandpa's favorite movies, too.
That one gets truer every year.
Yeah.
Number two, Ricky.
My number two, we already talked about, so we don't really have to get into it again, but Field of Dreams, of course, I always associate watching with my dad. We talked about it's like a quintessential, that's what a dad movie is somehow. It's about dads. It's for dads. So I feel like that's my number two.
No argument here. Zach, you're number one.
Okay. This is going to be also kind of stereotypical, but I got to say Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back,
such a good Star Wars movie.
Conflicted dad.
Yes. It's such a bad dad.
Jack Torrance is one thing, right? I mean, You can kill people in a hotel up in the mountains, right? But at least he's not, like, conquering the galaxy.
Right.
Exactly. And then trying to force his son to join him in a kind of fascist, genocidal galactic empire.
One that the son has to, like, fight him face-to-face just to be a good person is insane. Like, it's such a good dad theme. It's amazing.
Well, and it's the redemption arc, right?
Yeah, exactly.
He has to make his dad better, and that's really what dads always want. If they want your kids to make them better.
Yeah.
Right, Bob?
Doesn't work.
Hey.
Ricky, you're number one.
My number one is, there's no dads in it that I know of. I'm sure Lacey Underalls has a dad, but it's my dad's favorite movie of all time. It's his number one on any movie list we've ever done. It is Caddyshack. We will probably watch it this weekend together. He can quote it start to finish. It's just my quintessential dad movie. It's what I associate with my dad first and foremost over any other movie.
Yeah. Bill Murray, Chevy Chase, Rodney Dangerfield. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. It's just, we've talked about it a million times. Some honorable mentions real quick before we have to get out of here. I was going to mention Finding Nemo. It's a good dad movie.
Oh, that is a good one.
3:10 to Yuma.
Braveheart?
Braveheart. Well, you know, 3:10 to Yuma, Christian Bale has to leave his family because he can't farm for him, so he takes the job he doesn't want, has to deal with Russell Crowe.
Classic
movie.
One of that too. Yeah.
Die Hard, Bad News Bears. I mean, Walter Matthau, what a father figure he was in Bad News Bears.
That's a good one. Almost every Mary-Kate and Ashley movie, they have a single dad.
And The Godfather.
Godfather.
Marlon Brando, the ultimate dad. That's it. Zach Hagedorn from The Reader. We look forward to Reader coming out tomorrow. I'm back in here tomorrow with our BGH segment, Claire Christie from POAC, and Tom Dabrowski from The Lions Club. Till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.
KQ46EU, 1450 KBFI, Bonners Ferry, 1400 KSPT Sandpoint, and online at NorthIdahoRadio.com.